Vayter in Shaspir and Bob Basset of Kufyat has picking up about 8 lines down. You know, let me check. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down. Next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Bnos Slavchad, what do they get? They get a bunch of things. They end up getting 3 chalakim in the nachala, chalak avihen, the part from their father, shayi im yotze mitzrayim, v'chalakos shal ach im achiv, the one that comes with the brother, because that's Tzalofcha's father, the chefer, died also, b'nechse chefer, and also, v'shayi b'chor, notel shnei chalakim, he's a b'chor, so they get 2 chalakim. The Gemara wants to know, v'amai, why would they get that? Ro'oi, who, chefer's shtickle, of what he's going to be giving over, was this ro'oi, didn't have it yet, v'hein b'chor, notel b'ro'oi, kimuchsak. The b'chor doesn't get the ro'i, the things that would have come to him, and since the father died, therefore it doesn't end up going to him. So what are you talking about? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, B'yustos Olam. No, what it meant is it's talking about the stakes of the tent. In other words, all the metaltalin. That's what they end up getting when it says that they're going to get the double inheritance. Masav Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, B'no Slavchad, not to dal chalakim. Sonia says that they took 4 chalakim. Shemar says, V'yiplu chavli Menashe Asara, and 10 portions fell to that of a Menashe, and it's chavli from the word chevel, which means they're measuring, what are they measuring? Measuring land. So actually end up getting land, not talking about metaltalin. Elam, a rabbi, different answer. Eretz Yisrael muchzekasi. Eretz Yisrael is considered muchzak already. It's like they already have it. Says Rashba muchzekasi. Liyotzi Mitzrayim. Kedichsiv and asati osa lachem morasha. Klomar, I need a satia lachem Yerusha. I gave it to you as Yerusha, so it's already like you already have it already. Therefore, they get the double portion. Meis, in fact, is that really true? You want to see rabbis did over here that Eretz Yisrael's muchzak is so pashit? We're going to see over here from a brisa, which is going to take us to the next, the top of the base, that it's actually not so pashit. What are you talking about? The Gemara is going to answer, it is pashit. Of course, the thing that wasn't pashit was the question about Bachor. The fact that Bnos Chalofchad ended up getting the land from their father, that makes sense. Question is, do they get the Bachor or not? The double inheritance. Meisvei. Amar Reb Chidka, Shimon HaShikmoni Haya Li Chaver, he was my friend. Mitamid Rabbi Akiva. V'kachayu Rabbi Shimon Shimoni Omer. Yodeh al Yemoshe Rabbeinu Shavuot Chalafet Yerushalayim. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that they were supposed to get. You know, when the whole thing came, and Moshe Rabbeinu came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "Wait a minute, we want to get our father's land. We want to get a portion of the land." And Moshe's like, "Oh, let me go ask Hashem." It sounds like Moshe didn't know the answer. Of course, he knows Yerusha. He knows that the daughter inherits the son. We learned that from Yibam, and we know that. Avaleh Yodeh im notlos chelik b'chori amlav. You know that they take the chelik of the b'chor or not. Ruuya ha'isa parshas nachlos the kasav of the Moshe, really, Moshe Rabbeinu obviously would have written the entire Torah. It says Rashbam, "V'lo tomer im lo dibur b'no salafcha v'lo neschayev mekoshesh." Then ahayu shtei parshas alod chesed min haTorah. Don't think that if it wouldn't be that the b'no salafcha would have come to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "What do we do? Do we get the land or not?" And the whole story about the mekoshesh eats him, that Moshe Rabbeinu puts him in like death row, like not seemingly not sure what to do. Says Hashem, "What do we do with this guy who collected the wood on Shabbos? Had it not been that happened, and had collecting the wood and had not been most love, these parshas wouldn't be written in the Torah." Of course, it would be written in the Torah. V'hachin nami ikalamemer shaharbi mitzvos chaser min haTorah. Maybe you think, "Oh, many mitzvos would have been missing from the Torah." L'fish lo yira ma'isa, because action never happened. Not true. Obviously, this Moshe Rabbeinu could have written it. Elish zachu b'nos lavchad mitzvah yadan. B'nos lavchad, they were just zochet to be the ones that were. They get the skus to be the ones that it was written because of them. Rashi and Chumash says, because of the fact that they loved Eretz Yisrael so much, it was in their schus that they ended up having this halacha written in their name, kilu. He knew that Moshe Mekoshesh Eisim was obviously supposed to go and to be killed. The question was, what type of mis were we supposed to get? That was the question. Was it going to be chenek? Was it going to be skila? That was the question. Shadar Pasuk says, b'chala, Moshe Yumas. Of course you get killed. He doesn't know which one it was. Obviously, it would have been written through Moshe. He was b'chaya. Of Mitzchayev because he collected the wood on Shabbos, therefore, it's written through him. L'medcha to teach you a principle. Beep, turn the page. Kufi Tzman base. Shemegalgal in Schus Ayde Zakai v'chova Ayde Chayev. Schus is brought about through the one who's Zakai, who's meritorious, and Chova Ayde Chayev. Right? So therefore, the Schus was the, says Rashbam, Shemegalgal in Schus Shabbanim v'akrovim Yerusha Skrovim. The fact that the relatives they gain from one another and it stays in there and stays with them, that's a Schus. That's because, you know, they were the Zakai. They behaved, and the zakim no slafin v'chova hainu skila shechamura. That's more chamor. The noach hula adam lidon rechenek would have been better to be killed through chenek. They better instead of being stoned, would have been better to go through chenek of strangulation. Apparently, a less intense death. So They're the ones you get it. Now, Visakadai Dechir to some Chuzakas. Now comes the question: if you really think of Moses on the Muchzak, those left in Mitzrayim, the Maika Mistapakale, what exactly was the suffix of Moshe Rabbeinu, whether or not they should get the Bechor or not? Obviously, they should be getting it because it was given over. So, Rabbah saying this, maybe it's not so Pashit. What's going on? Says Gemara, he gufa komastapically. That's exactly what he was mispik over. Rabbi is saying it is Pashit. This is Bam. Can we buy a lay by the Pashit Allah? And he's asking that what's a Pashit to us. Hashta, the Eretz Yisrael, Mugzekasi, komastapka lay, va'anam the Pashit Allah, hainu mimai the Pashit lay, kodesh Baruch Hu, va'avarta zechelik b'chor. B'chor, only because the kodesh Baruch Hu gave the answer, therefore, now it's Pashit to us. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the answer yet. We were talking about post answers, so that was obvious. Dechsev, Nesati Osa Lechem Morasha Ani Hashem. Pasuk says for the Pasuk says that about Eretz Yisrael, I will give it to you, and those who are leaving Mitzrayim, as a Morasha. I am Hashem. So Moshe wasn't sure how to explain Morasha. Yerusha Hi Lechem Yavasechem. So Yerusha, in other words, it's already belonging to you. Odelma Shem Morishin Vein Yorshin. Maybe what it means is it will be given over to you, but not it's not a Yerusha, right? Because they're not actually going to survive, to actually enter into Eretz Yisrael altogether. Upashtali Tavaron, because Baruch Hu answered both of the, right, he explained both of these sveikas, and they're both correct. Yerusha lechem avoseichem, it's Yerusha from your avos, so therefore there's Bechor. Morishin v'en yorshin, also means that those who leave the Egypt are going to give it over, but not going to inherit it themselves, because they're not going to make it. Ha'anduch sev, that's what it means, it says, Tiviyeim, ovisitiyeim, ovahar nachalotzacha, we're saying as Yashir. It says, you will bring them and implant them on the mount of your heritage. Tiviyeinu lo nemar, it doesn't say Tivienu, it says Tivienmo, right? El Tivienmo. Now you're going to bring us, you're going to bring them. They were being misnaved. When they were saying, there's Navua, they didn't realize the Navua they were saying that they're not going to survive. They didn't realize that they're not going to make it into the land of Israel. Because of the whole shtickle of the Meraglim. Now we get to the pasuk itself. It says, it says that they came in front of Moshe, in front of Elazar, in front of the leaders, in front of the entire assembly. In fact, the Gemara, Efshar Amdu Lefne Moshe, Velo Armer Lehem Davar, it makes sense that he went to Moshe. They went to Moshe, but he didn't know the answer. So then when they did Amdu Lefne Moshe, then they went to Nesiyam, Choleida. What are you talking about? If Moshe didn't know the answer, of course they're not going to know the answers. Says the Rashbam, Efshar Amdu Lefne Moshe, Velo Armer Lehem Klom, Vaholcha Chareiki, and Lefne Elazar, Moshe, Lo Shana Elazar, Minayin Lo, where has he going to know? Does this make any sense? It doesn't make any sense what's going on here. Why were they doing such a thing? Says the Gemara, you have to be Messiah's the Pasuk, you have to look at it in the opposite way, says the Rashbam. Flip it around. That is, Vidarshu, Klomer, Darshehu, Kilu Kasav Lomafair. Read it as if, Darshan, as if it was written backwards. Vatamodu Lufne Moshe. They went from the Moshe, and before that, Umakmei Moshe Amdu Lufnei Elazar. They went to Elazar. Umakmei Elazar Amdu Lufnei Anasim. Anasim bring Anasim Amdu Lufnei Eida. Right? That's what they just, you know, she was making her way up the ranks. Bahai the low cost of Damod Lufnei Eida. Why don't you just work right in that order then? Lufnei Eida, Lufnei Anasim, Lufnei Elazar, Lufnei Moshe. Harnu Fisha Ina wrote to Lahakdin Bapasak Talmud Larav. You don't want to put the Talmud before the Rav. You want to go in a particular order. So that is Divrei Rabbi Yoshea. Rabbi Yoshea answers the question. We're saying, flip it around. He says, no, but Beis HaMedrash HaYoshim, they were all sitting in the Beis HaMedrash. They went and stood in front of all of them. Says Rashbam, Moshe loves to see Eid of Amdu Lufnei Kulam, Shishalu, Lekulam Biyachad, V'chalku Kavod, L'Tamidim, B'makam HaBasein. They give cover to the Talmud in front of the Rebbe. But really, he was coming to ask just Moshe Rabbeinu. But my kamei, what exactly is there machlokas over here? My sever cholkin cover the Talmud b'mkom Rav. One of them says that you give cover to the Talmud in front of the Rav. Says Rishbam the kozech shivuso shoravu v'nichalei. It's chashuv to the Rav and it's nice to him. My sever ain't cholkin. No, you don't behave like that. Says the Gemara hilkach mesayr sabikra. Rabbi Yoshe sever ain't cholkin. You don't do such a thing. And therefore, you have to go ahead and read it the other way around. The halacha is that you are cholkin. You give kavod to the talmidim in front of the rav. The halacha in cholkin. The halacha is that you don't do it. Huh? Kasha chazal halacha. What's halacha? Halacha halachal kasha. Had the polygly rabbi yikara. Had the low polygly rabbi yikara. When do you cholik the kavod when do you chalik? That's when the Rav himself does it. Says there's Rav Hada Paligli Rabbi Latamid Yikara Vade Nichale Shilachlukolo Gam Achirim Kavod Moshe Rabbeinu Have a Palig Yakra L'Chol Yisov V'Chein Zelazeh. It gave kavod, so therefore you do it. And when does it, you don't do that? You don't do it. The Rav doesn't behave like that. Ta'ana, but also Chachmoniosin, they were quite intelligent, they were wise. So Rambam says B'derech Eretz, that is, they knew business, Darshan Yosin, they knew how to darshan the Torah, and Sidkan Yosin, they were righteous people. Chachmoni Yosin, they were wise. Shalfi Shah Dibru, because they spoke at the right time. Sometimes it's not just what you say, but it's when you say. You got to have a right time to speak. The Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Bar Rav Yitzchak, Malay Mishayim Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshe B'darsh B'darsh Yavamin. Moshe Rabbeinu was darshing the parsha of Yibam. Rashbam says, Ubein Ein Lo, Ayin A Love. He was in the middle of darshing all this kind of thing. Shenemar Pasuk says, Ki Yeshu Achim Yaktov. My brothers are dwelling together. When a man dies, there's no son, there's no wife, etc. And Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching that when a man leaves no son, he has a daughter. If he has a daughter, then the almana does have to yibam. Amru lo, so they spoke up right away and said, im kebein anu chashuvim, so if we're considered like a son, in as much as the woman doesn't have to do yibam, so then tana lanu nachla keben, give us nachla just like a ben. Smart move. Im lav, we're not considered like a ben, then tisyabim mimena, then let it be that our mother should go ahead and have to do yibam. Miyad, immediately, what happened? Vayakim Moshe b'shutov v'Hashem. They brought it from Hashem. You gotta ask at the right time. Okay, Darshan Yosein Anu for the Darshan Shai Omers. They were darshaning. Ilo Yolo Ben Lo Dibayno. If her father would have had a son, we wouldn't have spoken up. Right, so clearly they knew the halacha that a son goes before the daughter, even though right it's learned out through drushas. I v'hotanya bas. This is a brisa that says that apparently they said if our father would have had a daughter who hadn't spoken up. Says Rashbam, Vatan Yilu Ayisa Bas Lo Dibayinu Vamaksha Atzmo Eni Yodei LaFarsha. He even was asking, he doesn't know exactly how to explain this. Amar of Yirmiya Same Mikan Bas, delete this word Bas, and because it's not, just doesn't make any sense, it's incorrect. Abaye says Afilo Hayu Bas La Ben Lo Dibayinu. No, what they meant is they were saying even if there would have been a daughter from a son, in other words, if her father would have had a son and then a daughter, then and the son would have died, we wouldn't have spoken up. Sister Rashbam, Shal Yodos Lidrosh Shabbasen Yoreshes Im Bas Haben, Kedemrin Leel, like the daughter doesn't get along with the granddaughter, doesn't inherit along with the granddaughter, right? So that's what it means. So clearly they were Darshanios. Sidkanios, and how do we know Sidkanios? Shalom Nisu Ella Lahagan Lahen. They didn't marry except for those that were roi fitting for them, proper for them. We're going to see on tomorrow's daf, well, maybe we'll dip into it, that unlike other women that were in the dar who inherited their legacy, and therefore they had to marry people from their own shevet, Bnei Salafchad were to get married to anyone. The Pasuk says, Latov Be'inayim Tiyena L'Nashim. To whoever it is that you want to go and marry to, but when the Pasuk says, Ach L'Mishpachas Matavien Tiyena L'Nashim, when it says, only marry from your tribe, that was just an Eitzet Tova, right, to go and do such a thing, people that were Hagun. And in the end, they ended up doing that, they ended up marrying those people that were hugging to them. Tani Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Afilu Ketana Shebem Lo Nisis B'chusa Me'ar B'mishana, even the youngest one of them didn't get married until she was 40 years old. Says Rashbam, Shoyim Mitzapas Lahagun Lahen, you're waiting for the ones that were actually fitting for them. Ain't he? In fact, Amar, is it really true? They wait so long for Amar of Chista, Nises B'chusa Me'bas Esim, a woman who gets married before the age of 20, Yoldo Satshishim, will be able to have kids until she's 60. Bas Esim, once she's already 20 years old, Yoldos Ad, Arbaim until 40. Bas Arbaim, 40. Shuv Eni Yoledes. If she's going to marry, then she's not going to be able to have children anymore. So how could it be that they would wait until they were 40 before they ended up getting married? Right? It doesn't even make sense. Anyone would want to marry such a person like this because they want to have children. And how could it be that they could say, you know, we're going to wait past it? They wouldn't be able to have any more children. Because of the fact that they were Tzidkanios, They were great, great people. Nasalam Nes Kabi Yocheved. And miracle was done for them just like it was done for Yocheved. Says the Rashbam, Betuchos, Betzitkasan, Shiaslam Nes Kabi Yocheved. They were Betuach, there was going to be a miracle like Yocheved. Velakachnas Akval Abarim Shadow, they waited till 40, Beshvili Nasal Hagun Kabi Yocheved. Shiolda Achar Abayim, Omiyo Nisu, Ika Lememer, Dahayu Kodem Arbayim. What exactly was this miraculous thing we're talking about? Yocheved. Vayelech ish min beis Levi, v'yikach his bas Levi. There was this guy who went from the house of Levi and he took the daughter of Levi. It's talking about Amram marrying Yocheved after they had separated. Beep, turn the page. Daf Kufchaf. Efshar bas meo shloshim shana v'kar lo bas. This woman is, she's 130 years old, but they're calling her bas Levi as if it's like she's some little girl. Says Hashbam kid l'kamen v'kar lo bas isha. Avalei l'mishkav. She said bas isha. Minolan de bas meo shloshim haisa. Now, says Gemara, the Amar Rabbi Yichama Bar Chanina, Zu Yocheved, this is talking about Yocheved, the daughter of Levi, Shaharasa Bederech Venolda Bein Achomos, she got pregnant on the way to Mitzrayim and was born, I'm sorry, not her, she herself got pregnant, but she was conceived, Levi herself was conceived, Levi, Shem Melech, Yocheved was the daughter of Levi. She was conceived on the way from Canaan to Mitzrayim. She was born between the walls. The pasuk says, "Asher yoldo sala Levi b'Mitzrayim, leidasa Mitzrayim." She was born in Mitzrayim, v'orasa shloba Mitzrayim, but she was conceived before Mitzrayim. Now, if she was born when the Yidden went to Egypt, she had to have been 130 years when she got married to Amram. But my Karila Bas, why is it the pasuk calls her a daughter? I'm Rav Yehuda Bar Zvida Melamich and Noda, but Simanim Iris. It teaches that she had again Simanim Iris, like the Simanim of being a young lady. In this Adina Basa, her skin got very smooth, like Achari Belusi Isili Edna, like Sari Main, right? So in the Adina Basa, Nispashtu Akmatin. And she had all these wrinkles, and they got smoothed out. V'chazar yofilam koma, and her beauty came back to its place. Vayikach, and the pasuk says that he took. This is Amram took vayachsim yibayilei. Should have said, and he returned her, right? Because they were really married. Says Rashbam, sharei avru yamim rabim shalachah sharei kfar noda Aaron and Miriam. There it is, Aaron and Miriam. El shapirish Amram the man is separated from her. Ripnei gezerish hayim ashlichen azucharim the earth, throwing the males into the river. V'achshav gezerim ripnei Miriam. She nisnavis lo shalasid bein lotzeis mimenu she yoshia es Yisrael. Like the Gemara says in Sota, throw back to Zot. The Yud Beis, Amad Beis, Midrashim Miriam and Avia Achos Aaron Baochi Achos Aaron Velo Achos Moshe Shadayin Lo Noda Haisa Haisa He Navia Shinis Navna Al Moshe Asid Livalid. We'll come back to the Gemara. Amar Yehuda Bar Zvida Malamich Haisa La Meisa Likuchen. It teaches Amram did a type of marriage that was like. It was like her first marriage, right? You usually do a second marriage is not as intense, but no, he made like a big party. Shiva ba pirion, he put her in a pirion, which is a fancy type of chair. Aaron and Miriam Sharon Lufanan, Aaron and Miriam were singing in front of her. Malachi Shari Somim and Malachi Saras were singing Ema Banim Smecha, the mother of children. Smecha is rejoicing. Why were Aaron and Miriam singing in front? It says, Rashbam, he's showing me, Tosh Simcha Shahaya Asin Moshe Rabbeinu Lotzeis, man. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come from this. Vahind Lechsev, Lada, Ledea, Ma, Ya, Selo, Ma, Yesof, Nevuasa, Kaditsa, Besota. Like, she went to go see, where's Moshe Rabbeinu? Where's the baby going? See, what's going to happen with the end of her Nevuah? And that's why she went along with that. So, Eim Abanim, Smecha. That's Eim Abanim. It's talking about Yocheved. Eim Abanim, the children, means Aaron and Miriam, or the fact that they are going to be. They're going to be saved, as Agazak the Marsha. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.